Have you had someone over the last 6 months tell you to stay away? Don't get any closer. We're good right here. Let's air hug, air high five. If you're a risk taker, you might go for an away side hug or an elbow bump. Social distancing means to stay 6 feet away from others in the hopes of not spreading the coronavirus. If you're not sure how far 6 feet away is, just look on the floor of your grocery store. In mine, there are now floor stickers that totally help me have a clue about how far away 6 feet is. We distance ourselves for safety from things that could cause us harm. If I see a snake, believe me, I will be quickly distancing myself from it. We hear so many times to keep a safe distance away if we are near something or someone that could possibly be dangerous. My husband thinks at times I do not keep a safe distance away from the car in front of us. My sister loves to kayak in Louisiana. I want her to keep a safe distance away from the alligators. They will cause her harm. See, it's common sense, or it should be, right? Things that can potentially harm us, we should want to keep our distance from. What about lies, temptations, or bad influences? Ultimately, all of those can possibly cause me harm. So yes, I need to keep my distance. I want to stay far away from anything that is not of God. I do. I care about my heart. I care about my mind. I care about keeping my eyes on Jesus and not being pulled away by the things of this world. Jesus told Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," when Peter was more concerned about things of men than the things of God. We should want to keep our distance from anything or anyone that could influence us to turn away from the truth and God's will. I recently discovered a man named Agur who wrote about two very specific things he wanted to keep his distance from. He wrote the 30th chapter of Proverbs. Now, Proverbs is a book full of wisdom, and chapter 30 is the wisdom or prayer of Agur. We don't know much about Agur, but I love this prayer. Here's part of it. Proverbs 30, 7 and 8. "Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread." From this prayer, we get a neat glimpse into the character of Agur, and we also see two things he wanted to keep far away from: falsehood and lies. Have you ever prayed that kind of prayer? I think most of us are more concerned about praying for the coronavirus to stay far away from us, which is good. But what about the harm and the damage falsehood and lies can have in your life? Believing lies can be just as deadly as any virus. In the Gospel of John, Jesus calls Satan not only a liar, but the father of lies. He invented the art of deception. He wants to suppress the truth of God's love for you, cover up the truth about the purpose God created you for, twist the truth about the saving grace of Jesus, and offer you a feel-good faith option that does nothing to save you. Lying has been Satan's agenda since the garden. His number one goal is to lead you farther and farther away from the way and the truth, Jesus. That's the truth. I want my prayer to be like Agur's. Keep falsehoods and lies far from me, Lord, as I hide the truth of your word close in my heart. Let it be your prayer. I'm Lori Klein.